Modular and non-modular equations. Public key cryptography. A very important problem is, given an element A in Zn, how on earth will you find A inverse? This problem is necessary to solve if we want to solve modular equations. It is also necessary to derive RSA keys. So to do public key cryptography with the dominant methods today, we need to know how to invert an element modular n. It is non-trivial, it's not out of reach, but it will take some videos to answer. The first thing we will look at is how can we rephrase equations? How can we establish a link between modular and non-modular equations? An equation in Zn could look like this, and this is exactly the equation you need to solve in order to find A inverse. If X solves that equation, then it is an inverse of A. We have seen previously that we can rephrase this as an equivalence or congruence. A times X is congruent 1 modulo n. These two mean exactly the same thing. Now, what is interesting to note here is that what this means is that there exists a K in Z, so that A times X equals 1 plus K times n for this K. Or, if you prefer, you can do the addition on the left-hand side instead. A times x plus k times n equals 1. Okay, let me write a minus here instead of a plus. That doesn't make a difference. It's just a question of whether k is positive or negative. Then these two equations are equivalent, and this is the easiest one to work with. A times x plus k times n equals 1. Now k is another unknown. We don't know what k is. It's just another unknown. So to emphasize that k is unknown, let's call it y instead. So instead of a modular equation or congruence, we now have a regular equation over the integers. It has two unknowns, x and y, instead of just one. But it's a regular equation over integers. So if we can solve a times x plus n times y equals 1, then we have solved a times x equals 1 in Zn. And it's the same x. So when we solve this, we can take x mod n and we get the inverse of A. And any modular equation can be thought of in either of these three ways. I chose one on the right hand side merely because that is our main case of interest, finding the inverse x. But you could have any other number instead of one. You could add another term. It wouldn't make a difference. A modular equation in one variable becomes a normal equation in two variables. So what we saw is that to find the multiplicative inverse, we need to solve one of these two equations, either two variables and two unknowns in Z or a single unknown in Zn. So the equation A times x equals 1 has a solution in Zn if and only if there exist integers x and y such that A times x plus n times y equals 1 in Z. And we remember that there is such a solution if and only if A inverse exists in Zn. So a number a in Zn has a multiplicative inverse if and only if there are integers x and y, so that a times x plus n times y equals 1 in Z. And this is, the proof here is straightforward. I've said most of it already. We knew already that A inverse exists if and only if A times x equals 1 has a solution in Zn. And we found that Ax equals 1 has a solution in Zn if and only if Ax plus ny equals 1 has a solution in Z. And then the theorem follows. And using the solution above, we will see that the inverse of A is x mod n. So, to summarize, we have three equivalent problems. Solving A times x equals 1 in Zn, solving A times x plus n times y equals 1 in Z with two unknowns, x and y, and find the inverse of A in Zn. When we continue, it is the equation a times x plus n times y equals 1 we are going to focus on. This is the formulation which is the basis for the extended Euclid's algorithm, which we will come to in a couple of videos. See you.